Okay, good. Then that's quorum. So we need to elect a chair for the community of inclusion. Anybody want to nominate anybody?
Yeah, Nancy.
Who do you nominate, Nancy?
No, Nancy wants to speak. I'd like to nominate Susie Moreno for chair.
Okay. And I want to nominate V.
You don't want a chair? Susie, you don't want a chair?
No, because I don't know very much about computers, and that always makes me be very slow and everything. I can do reports, and I can help whoever do anything, but because I don't know the computer to submit and all that, that's just always scary to me.
I can do it if maybe Nancy, since you're the secretary, I believe, if you can keep me on track, because I'm not, you know, I've just been a committee member. I'm not 100% sure on just everything, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I will. I will help you. With whatever.
Well, Susie, you want the secretary?
Oh, no. Did I say Susie? I meant Nancy. You're secretary already, right?
She's secretary. Nancy's secretary.
I am. Oh, shoot. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you were the secretary. We're just doing Adriana's position is all we needed. So I can just give you a little narrative of what's going on and where we're at, and then let's vote first. Let's vote first.
Well, are there any objections?
Any objections to V being our chair for the community of inclusion?
Or if someone else wants to, Mo or Nancy, if either of y'all would like to do it, that's fine. Nancy, you did a great job last time.
It's all you, V.
Nancy is too busy. Nancy's chair and secretary of the National Programming Committee, and I'm also
right.
on the National Governance, and that's a
Oh, wait, is this permanent chair? Are we voting
yes.
permanent chair?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. we don't meet that often, and the reports, other people do the reports, and then we can all get together when we have to turn in a report and decide how to set it up, you know.
That's fine. We haven't started the meeting yet, have we?
Yeah, we just started. Susie
will
beat it.
Okay. Yeah, so this is the start of the meeting, and we're going to, first thing we need to do is elect a permanent chair, and we nominated V, and V accepted, and are there anyone against that? Is everybody in agreement?
You're supposed to say, are there any objections?
Oh, are there any objections to me being our permanent chair?
Yeah, hearing no objections.
Hearing no objections, V is our new chair of the community of inclusion.
Ooh. Okay. Do we have an agenda? Do we have an agenda for tonight?
We don't have an agenda.
No, make one up real quick in your head. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we'll do roll call. We'll check if we have minutes. And Nancy, are you writing this down since you're secretary?
Yes, I'm writing down.
Thank you. Okay, so for the agenda, we'll do roll call, minutes, and I guess we can do an update on where we are at right now for all the members, because I think Mo hasn't been in the last few meetings.
Okay.
And does anyone want to add anything to that agenda?
I think
we can schedule the next meeting. We can all decide when to schedule the next
meeting. Okay, and then schedule the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else anyone needs to add? Nancy?
Yes. We're having trouble. The biggest blocking us is getting a listserv address. And I asked Bobby, and he tried, and it did not work. I mean, when he tested
okay.
it, other
Let's, can we talk about that in the update?
Okay.
Would that be sufficient?
Please put that on the agenda.
Okay. And I would actually like to add about us having public on the call and live streaming. I don't think that's really our purview, but we are the Committee of Inclusion, so if others agree, I would like to put that on the agenda.
I agree.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. I feel like Nancy would know the best if that's something that we even should deal with as Committee of Inclusion.
Yeah, we can. There's only two that are doing anything on Committee of Inclusion. No, is that right? Is that right? Yes. That's us.
Yeah.
And BAI.
Okay. So then we'll do roll call, agenda. I mean, I'm sorry. We'll do roll call, minutes if there are any updates, how to be inclusive to public on our LSB, picking a new date, and then we'll adjourn. I guess let's try to do at 7, we adjourn.
Nancy wants to put the listserv or the Gmail account problem on the agenda. But that's,
okay, I thought we could do
that
under updates.
That's in the update.
Okay.
We can definitely have a discussion about it. Yes, I agree. I mean, I think it's the biggest issue of the update, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Any objections to that agenda?
No, that sounds great.
No objections?
No.
Okay. So, do we have any minutes?
No. I did not do them. They're probably in my desk. A lot of papers on my desk. I'm sure it's in there somewhere. I'll just have to try to remember what we did last time. But last time I remember Venetia and Mo and Susie and Nancy were
present. Well, minutes you need to approve them, so I don't think you need to go through what happened. If you can just get us those minutes.
I have not read them. I'm just trying to clarify. We were all here the last time.
Yeah, that's fine. Just whenever you can, hopefully before our next meeting, send those to us and we'll get them approved.
Yes.
Ideally, yeah, if you can, before our next meeting, that'd be the best.
Okay, shall I call roll?
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. Yes, okay. I should have been first.
Okay. Venetia Patel Adams.
Present.
Venetia, present. Mo Cortez.
Present.
Mo, present. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Susie, present. Nancy Saibar Naritomi, yes, present. Rita Washington. I don't hear Rita. Dwayne Lark. I don't hear Dwayne. Adriana Casanave. I don't hear Adriana. Okay, we have a quorum, Chair. We have 4 out of 7.
Okay. So we did the minutes, which is my bad. Thank you, Nancy, for reminding me that we should have done roll call. I will definitely have a written agenda for us next time. So now let's move on to updates. I guess if people want to get on stack first.
Susie, yes,
on the stack.
Susie, okay. And then, okay, go ahead, Susie.
Okay. So what I have to add is that 3 people volunteered to do reports, and that was Dwayne, myself, and Nancy. So Dwayne turned his in to Adriana, and I turned mine in June to Adriana. So those 2 reports are ready, and those are the reports that we will use to put the report together for the quarterly report, our first quarterly report. So Nancy is needing some help. Nancy has asked her to get in touch with PK because they had said PK had done it. That she did do it last time, and we were hoping she would help. Nancy says that she said she could help her get the email account, but she can't help her with anything else. So I asked Nancy if she, whenever she talks to PK again, to get the email account and to ask her to give us, like, maybe an outline of what we need to do. And since I don't know about computers, I didn't know if there's another site where we'll need to get into or what, since I don't know anything about computers. But we need an outline of what
steps to take, even though she can't. She said she couldn't help Nancy. She couldn't teach her other than just getting the email account. So that's.
I'm sorry. What's the outline? The outline for steps is for steps for what?
The process for processing the surveys. Nancy has surveys. Remember, she was sending the survey out.
And so, does CK have an outline already?
I don't know. I mean, we're just asking because she did it last time, so we're thinking she used something or she knows what to use.
Gotcha.
They had told us at the last meeting.
Okay.
So I'm thinking,
let me text her right now and see if she can get on the call.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Can I say something first? The thing, we asked Robin Lewis because she has she's the one who can send out an email blast to all the programmers and do it to all the members. So we wanted her to send our. Remember, we were asking all kind of questions about race, age.
So this is for the programmers.
Just the programmers. Okay, so she.
Okay, may I summarize real fast to make sure we're all on the same page?
Yes.
So what we're talking about right now. So we have a report from. Dwayne and one from Susie, which I'll get from Adriana. And then there's a third part of the report, which Nancy is doing, and that is the part about KPSC programmers.
Yes.
Yes, survey of the programmers of race, ethnicity,
right.
Age.
So what did Robin say about being able to send that out?
Okay, Robin said she could not do this unless she said... The surveys that they use through Allegiance, this is new company system that they're using. Research the surveys through Allegiance, that the tool is very primitive and won't accommodate a survey like you want. Okay, she said that what we want will not be, Allegiance cannot help us. So she suggested that we go to Google Forms, Google.com.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Okay. And, or, she said, another one is SOGO Survey, and I try, and it's the SOGO Survey, Create Online Survey. Okay, I went to the SOGO Survey, and they will not deal with me because I have a smartphone. I don't have a computer. So I went to Google.
I think you can do Google.
Yeah, okay, so I went to Google, but I'm really at a loss. I'm sure it'll take me maybe a couple of years more to figure it out. So I went to, I called PK. I said, this is difficult for me to do. I don't know how to.
You need to set up the Google form?
A Google.com forms/forms/about. And so PK said.
So are any of the other members of the committee who are on the call right now able to help Nancy with that? It shouldn't take too long, I don't think. We just need this email and form set up.
Okay, so this is what Robin said. When you have, let's see, both are free, both these systems are free, and your committee can design it yourself. And when you've done it, send me the URL, and I will email it out to the programmers and whatever introduction you all write. Okay, we've gotten everything. We wrote the introduction. We wrote the survey, decided on the survey, but we don't have a URL. So when I asked Bobby to do it, he had trouble making it so that it would come to all of us and know the answers of the survey. So I've been asking, but he has not done it. So then I thought, okay, you, Venetia, you offered at the last meeting, why don't we just make a new email account and then share the password? And so
right.
I asked PK about that, and PK said that's an excellent idea because that's what she was thinking too. Okay, so... The Google Forms. Do you remember the racism workshop that we attended? And then we all got the the graphic pictures of a pie, how people responded to the answers or questions or whatever. So that's what I was hoping for. Do you think, V, that you can apply to Google Forms about and set it up?
I don't want to commit because I'm not sure if I have the capacity. That's why I was hoping someone else could do it, but,
okay. Well,
PK said he couldn't help.
PK said she'll do everything. She'll set it up, and she does not want her name on this account. So she says she'll give me the password, but she's not going to put her name.
But she'll set it up for us?
I know.
She said she will set it up. But
okay.
I said, no, I want her to teach me how to do it. I want us to be independent of PK. If she kicks the bucket, you know, we're in a, you know. Anyway.
So can you meet up with her or something?
Huh? What?
Are you able to, like, meet up with her?
Okay. I called her on the phone, talked to her, and then she said she does not want to spend time. She didn't say this, but I asked her, can you go through it and just teach me how to do it? So I can do it myself. And she said, no. She said she wants to set it up and then just send me the password, or I guess that's what she meant, it's quick. It's quicker that way, and she doesn't have to spend a lot of time. So that's what she offered. And I don't like this. I was thinking if any of us have the ability to set up a Google.com forms about,
I don't think it's about ability. I think it's about, like, time, capacity, and energy. And if PK says that she can do it, I say let her do it, because no one else in the group is volunteering.
I don't want to be dependent on her.
And as it is, Mo, I agree. How about we do both? How about we let PK go ahead and do that, and then I can help you if you want, and we can kind of, like, Zoom call and kind of figure it out. The forms. I've done it before. It wasn't too hard at all. So I can show you the ropes.
You've done it before.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've done it once before, but it was super simple. I don't have that much time commitment. But like, if you need like an hour of training you like here and there, I don't mind helping you like that. You know.
I don't think it should take over an hour. I'm not sure, but.
I know.
It won't even take that exactly. It won't take that long at all.
So, do you want to just do that, Mo and Nancy?
Okay, I spend around 3 or 4 hours just trying to make a Gmail account. Saturday, no, not Saturday. When was it I did that? I can't remember. A few days ago, I think. And it was very difficult to set up a new. I was trying to set up a KPFDCOI@gmail.com account, 2020. Yeah, PK said put the year in so you have some kind of reference. And
It definitely shouldn't have taken you that long. So I think if Mo is volunteering to help you, I think that's a great idea.
And I used to be a technical. I'm a technical writer. So I'm formerly a technical writer. So I write. I used to write instructions. I can streamline it, and I'll make notes, and then maybe we can share it with everybody, and then all of us can know how to do it, you know?
We can all learn it,
okay. Okay, we have the content. We spent a lot of time on it. I mean, we could still change it, but, I mean, we spent a lot of time on it. But the main thing is to get Google.com forms about account, or I don't even know what it is. Plus, we forget about that, and we just do a URL. What does a URL mean? An email account?
No, it's like a website.
Huh? What?
It's like a website.
It's a website. So Robin.
Like when you type in like www.kpft.org, that whole thing is the URL.
Oh, so we need. She's expecting us to have a website.
I mean, we can use if we. I don't really know why. Mo, can you explain why we need a URL?
Even for the forms have URLs, so I mean it's automatically generated once you create the form, so we should be good.
Okay. So can y'all get together and do that, and I guess I would like for y'all to have everything ready and sent by the next COI.
I object. I cannot do this. I mean, this has been very time consuming, and I'm missing out time to do other things. I have minutes to do on the finance committee. and it's Tuesday is our next finance meeting. And
yeah. Do you mind if I don't want to, you know, sound well? Is it okay if like Mo does it and asks you like, you know, what exactly needs to be and stuff like that, but Mo does the bulk of the work so that you don't have to take it on yourself? Does that make sense?
Gary volunteered, right?
Huh?
I think PK already volunteered to do that, didn't she?
No, let's not depend on PK, please. The lady is not in good health. I mean, she has
Nancy,
a sensitive heart problem.
Nancy, but if she volunteered just to do that, that means she can do that, and then Mo can teach us.
Yeah, I'll teach her. I'll figure it out. Yeah.
A little bit better.
I mean, I actually, like, it's fine if PK says she'll do it, and that's, you know, if she, that looks great. If she does it, that's great. But I guess we do have more accountability with members of the committee. You know, we can't really ask her, like, what, I don't know, when is it going to be done by? Like, it needs to be done soon. And it doesn't sound like something that would take a long time.
Yeah, once we get it out there, it's not. I spoke to PK yesterday, and she sounded fine. So I think if she said she would set it up, and then from there on, then if someone that has that knowledge, Mo can help us, he volunteered to help us, I think that's good, Nancy.
Well, that's very difficult because, I know she said to me she can set it up, but she does not want to teach me.
Well, Mo's going to help you. Mo's going to help you.
I'll teach you. I got paid to teach people. I got you.
I mean, I wanted us to be able to do it independent of PK, because, you know.
Well, we
got to
get it done.
Hold on, I'm going to send her the info right now to get on, and we can talk to her.
Okay.
Because I don't want to. I believe you that you said she'd do it, but I would like to hear from her.
Okay, I'll tell you. This is what she said.
She might have changed her mind. You never know.
No, she will set up everything and then just send me the password or send me something. But, and then it has to be in my name. She doesn't want anything else in her name. Her name is in the cab. She set up one for the cab.
Right.
But I don't like that, depending on her. I mean, her health is not good. And plus, I think we should learn how to do this ourselves so we can pass it on to the next person.
Well, that's
I mean, honestly, like, I don't think it's hard to do. I feel like I'd be able to figure that out by myself, but I just don't have the time.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Because I think you would do, because I told you I spent around 3 hours just trying to set up an email, just a Gmail.
Right, and that's not good. You definitely need lessons from Mo, because it should not take you 3 hours to set up an email.
Many, many questions they asked. And, you know, I had to spend many times making new passwords because I pushed a button and it said, oh, change passwords. Oh, and I have to go all
over. Why don't we, like, table this discussion until PK gets on? Is that okay with everyone?
I don't want to talk to her. I don't want her involved with this. The lady is not well, and I don't want all this, you know, going on her.
I mean, it's not really up to you, Nancy. If she agrees to do it and no one else is going to do it, we don't have a choice.
And she was fine. She
would not teach me. She would not teach me.
But that's a separate issue.
That's different.
I understand that because it takes a lot of time to teach someone. Like more time than it does to just do it.
Yeah, especially as
If no one minds, let's just wait for her to get on.
Okay.
I'm on. You talking about PK?
Okay, so PK, we are trying to figure out, apparently you had volunteered to do this Google form for us?
Yes, I told Nancy I would.
Okay, do you think, what's a reasonable time for you to get that done? Like, is a week okay?
No, I can do it now. You want to do that and you want to send a survey, right?
Yeah, we need a Google form so that we can send it, and then Robin is going to send the Google form link out to all of the programmers.
Okay, then here's what I will do. Did you set up a Gmail, or do you want me to go ahead and set it up? And if you do, what do you want it to be called?
Nancy, were you able to set one up or no?
Well, I did, but I don't know if it's really correctly done or not. There's so many questions.
Okay, well, can you make it something along the lines of KPFT COI 2020?
Yeah, why don't we see if that's, let me do that. It's just better to let me do it because I'm going to keep up with it.
You know, PK, if you do this, we'll never learn ourselves, and we won't be able to teach.
Yes, you will. You will learn.
Yes, we will.
No, you will learn from this because I'm going to give it to you. Okay.
Also, Nancy, that's just not true. Like we said before, a few of us are able to do it. We just don't have the time. But Mo has graciously volunteered to teach you, Nancy, and I think that that's a good idea because he's a technical writer, so he can explain it to anyone.
Yeah, I got you. Don't worry.
Okay.
So once we have the form that PK is going to do, we can just go ahead and send it to Robin and she'll send it out?
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Robin said when you have done that, you know, to set up a Google form or a SOGO survey, she said, when you've done it, send me the URL and I will email it out to the programmers that with whatever introduction you write. So what does that mean?
Right.
Nancy, what that means is that it will have a
like a link.
It will give you a URL specific to the specific to the link where it is.
So what is it?
The Google form?
The
is that
survey.
The Google form creates its own URL so that anybody can, you can have it where they can share it with other people if they have that link.
Oh, it's like Chinese.
So that's what Robert.
Well, okay, so the Google form, lately I've been Hello?
I'm trying to do
PK, I think your phone's not working properly.
I wasn't talking into the microphone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So the Google form is going to give us a URL. Then we can give the URL to Robin. Then Robin will send to the programmers. She'll send them our questions, our survey, she'll tell them to click a link to our URL.
Right.
What it is. I see. And then they'll answer it, and then it will come to where? To our email account?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yay. I don't know if I set it up or not. Were you able?
PK's going to set one up. PK's going to set one up.
Yes.
KPFTCOI2020@gmail.com.
Okay. If you don't mind sending me that email and the password, PK, and I can send it to the members that want it. And then, so do we have something written out already to send with the survey?
Yes, I can dig it up and send it to PK because we already went through it. Unless y'all want to go change it again.
Okay, if you don't mind, send it to all of us so we can take another look at it before it goes out.
Okay.
Can you do that right now?
I'm looking for it. Do you remember when it was? Was it 2 months ago?
I don't ever remember seeing that, to be honest with you.
you were complaining about it, that you don't fit anywhere in any of the categories.
Oh, no, but I'm talking about, like, we need, like, a blurb to write to send in the email that Robin is going to send. So has that been written?
I don't understand what a blurb is. A greeting?
Like, basically the email, whatever Robin is going to send, we want to dictate that message.
We already did.
This is a survey from the COI, you know, blah, blah, blah. We want to do this survey because it's important that you fill it out.
I just have to find it. We decided on the greeting and everything. We were just waiting on how to set it up. Is this it? It's way back there, maybe in July. Okay, I'm sorry. It might take me a while to find it. When I find it, I'll send to everybody on this
great
call, including PK.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, wait. What else? What was on our agenda? Is that all?
If that's it for the updates, we can talk about
next meeting,
having public and live streaming.
Yeah. Okay. Is PK still here?
I mean, we can always go back to the updates. It doesn't have to be so formal in committee meetings.
Yeah. Okay. Is PK still here?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Okay. So I'm asking PK's. I might have a question. We did not have a public a means for the public to join our LSB or any of our meetings now. So I'm asking a question. Mm-hmm. How does a station do that? Do they buy a Zoom account and then all the committees and the board meeting will use that same number and that same password?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. All right. And then so after we So everything depends on the person's ability to be able to afford to listen, right?
Necessarily. I was thinking about that too, but there's actually also a phone number you can call if you don't have, if you can't download Zoom.
Yeah, but the phone charges, like T-Mobile charges so much per minute.
For Zoom?
Oh, Zoom, I don't know. Does Zoom?
I'm pretty sure it doesn't say Zoom. I'm positive it doesn't.
Oh, just not. Oh, well, I didn't know that. Oh, that's good. Okay, then I may move to this committee to recommend to the, this takes a long time. Recommend to, maybe we can just ask the manager if we can have a Zoom account. I mean, does it cost a whole lot?
It's like $15
sure.
a month.
What'd you say?
I think, honestly, I really think that we can get people to donate, you know, their Zoom, like, to let us use it.
Chair, can you ask PK how much Zoom account costs for...
PK, can you repeat the answer?
She was trying to tell
PK?
Us.
Yeah, she just answered. She said, you said it's $50 a month?
Yeah.
$15.
Oh,
1-5.
That's
I think that's much better. And then there's unlimited number of people could join, right?
And actually, so today KPFA had their call on Zoom, and I don't see why we just can't use that account. And, you know, the foundation just has to get one. We don't need to have one for every station.
Yeah, and that
well,
one...
Well, that's
can,
not
that
true,
one,
because if it's overlapping meetings, then you wouldn't be able to have two meetings. So maybe we do need one thing.
No, I mean, we could do Zoom, but our number would be different than KPFA's number, right? We all get different numbers, different accounts, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, so basically, if we do different accounts, it's a different number.
So I'm asking, our different committees could use the same account, right? We don't have to.
Our committees could use the same account in KPFT since our committees in KPFT are not supposed to overlap.
Well, no, we won't overlap. But, I mean, we don't have
$15
for each committee. We don't have to do that, right?
No, that's per month.
Oh, okay. We should have done this a long time ago. I mean, that's it's just
agreed.
Awful. And, yeah, and then
the only issue. It's also live streaming, and I'm not really sure what we can do about that as a committee. I did send a email request to the new chair, Venetia. Not on the RSC. And I asked her to live stream the next meeting, but I don't know if that's going to happen. And I'm not really sure how much we can do as a committee other than, like, just recommend or ask.
Let me ask you a question. Tell me the definition of the Committee of Inclusion.
I'd have to go to the bylaws. Hold on.
Oh, I can answer that.
Okay.
We're a PMB committee that's located from the station. So we're PMB KPFT Committee of Inclusion. And our job is to not to be surveying or interrogating or getting responses from the membership. That's like CAB does that. Our job is to study and report the demographic changes of our area. So, you know, how many the ethnic groups, how many of this and how many of Latinos and what's the percentage of black, and then...
So then it's just out of... it's just not something we can discuss or do anything about as a committee.
No. Right. We have to research it. And using the census and using the... information that, like Susie, she got stuff from Harris County, I think. So we put this all into a report, and we report to the PMB and to the LSB, both. But we are a PMB committee, and it's not only that. It's the gender or the color percentages of
right.
the PMB committee and the LSBs and the age. Yeah, the age bracket.
I get what you're saying. My question is, what we're talking about right now as far as KPFT, LSB, live streaming, and being having open access to public, is that something that we, as a committee of inclusion, is that under our purview?
I don't
yes,
think
not
really.
It should be.
But
it sounds like it's not.
Well, it's part of the bylaws, you know. Bylaw says you have to have an open meeting. How can you have an open meeting if the membership does not get a telephone number? And a
I mean,
phone?
I agree with you. I agree with you. But is it under the purview of the COI to make sure that the meeting is as transparent as possible?
No, we're supposed to be just reporting on the demographic.
Right. Okay, so then let's take that item off the agenda then, I guess.
No. But we need to be transparent for our committee. So if we say, well, we need to have this kind of...
I got you. That's a good point.
Then
it
encompasses the whole station needs to be doing, not just us. We can complain about ours. You know, we should be standing
gotcha.
For the public has a right to listen to our meetings as well. Although our meetings...
No, I see what you're saying, right. We have control over this committee, and we want to make it transparent.
Yes.
So how do we move on doing that? Do we want to... The next LSB is not till next month. I can maybe write up something, and we can meet back and talk about it again. I would write up what we talked about with Zoom and how much it costs and why and stuff like that. And obviously everyone can add to it.
Yeah.
Or if someone else wants to write that up and start that, that's fine with me too.
Yeah, no, we could send a report to, if you want to volunteer to find out how much it costs and then send a letter to the LSB and say, shall we hurry up and get this started before the next, the finances next Tuesday.
Right.
That's a good meeting for people to be hearing. And when people are, the public is invited, guess what? The behavior changes. Believe me, the behavior is better.
So can we call an emergency? Can we, you know, talk about this motion and pass it in our group? And then would we be able to call like an emergency meeting of the LSB to talk about it?
I think we can do it over email just to ask them, does anybody object? Because we have a right as the LSB to pass a motion outside of a meeting if it's unanimous.
Yeah, but that would mean that we would have to have every single person respond, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I think it's easier probably to do the emergency meeting.
Well, I don't know how to, there's so many ways to skin a cat. I don't know how to do this, but it needs to be done. We need to do it. I didn't know it was that cheap. Wow, $15. I mean, if everybody paid, what, how much, 50 cents? 24.
I mean, honestly, someone, like, there's so many rich people on the board. Someone needs to just volunteer to pay for it. I'm sorry. But
well,
if everyone's okay with it. So can we write up a motion right now then?
Okay.
You know, my problem is if it costs $50 a month, it's worth it because the others go against the bylaws when people not being able to participate. This is an opportunity to participate. So hold on just 1 second. I don't want my bread pudding to burn.
I didn't hear what she said at the end. Hold on something, and then I don't know what she said. Okay, I'm writing.
I got to get something out of the oven.
Okay.
Oh, well, don't burn it. Yeah, hurry up. Don't burn it. The COI recommends to the LSB to secure and to recommend to the
secure sounds good to secure and purchase a Zoom membership.
Okay, to purchase a Zoom account. Okay, the COI recommends to the LSB to recommend to the GM to purchase a KPFT purchase a Zoom account for LSB and LSB committees.
Yes. I think, are you typing?
Okay, I'll start typing.
Can you also add, I would like to add to that though.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you add, the COI committee, need and demand to be transparent to the programmers and listeners of KPFT.
Needs to be transparent to the what? Would you
programmers
say?
And listeners of KPFT.
Programmers and listeners of KPFT. Okay.
Can you also put on there, can you say Zoom is only $15 per month? We are also requesting that one of the wealthy members of the local station board donate to pay for the next of the year. Yeah, I mean, unless we have any objections, can we put that down?
I would use generous just because rich people want to feel special about doing something. They want to give themselves a pat on the back. So just use, I'll say generous.
I didn't understand what Mo said. What did
Mo,
you say?
Mo, can you reword the sentence then for Nancy?
I would just say instead of saying a wealthy person, saying like we're looking for a generous donor from the board because we know that we're able to get your support.
You got that, Nancy?
This is difficult to write. Okay.
The rich people rich people want to feel complimented. It's very stupid. Yeah.
Well, let me see. Out of 24 divided by 15. It would be a dollar and something cents.
No, I don't think. I'm sorry. That's. I don't think that we should be paying for it. I think that there are members of the board that are much wealthier than other members. I don't think we should all be paying for it.
That's true. $1.40 each if we were to pay it for
one. Did you write that sentence, Nancy?
Yes, I'm trying to do it right now. COI recommends. I'm punching it in on my phone. Let's see. Recommends. That
the LSB recommend. Oh, okay. I was going to say recommend the management to have KPFD purchase a Zoom account.
That's fine, but at the end of the motion, let's say, you know,
okay.
Like... Yeah. Okay. Did you get that, Nancy?
Yeah, almost finished.
Okay. And you can send it to the committee and we can, you know, perfect it before we send it
okay.
to the...
Okay, wait, don't go away. Let me see if I can get it done real quick. Unless everybody's, you know, hustled to disperse. Let's see. The COI recommends that the LSB recommend to the IGM to have KPFD purchase a Zoom account to be used by the KPFD LSB and the LSB committees and the committee of inclusion.
No! Sorry.
Oh, good. By the
Oh, Baku Kaito.
Oh, so I should start at the beginning. In order, let's see, you said Committee of Inclusion, where was it? In order to transparent, let's see. In order to be, okay.
Can you just send what you have to the committee and then we'll work on it tonight and we can just email each other back and forth?
I want to do it right now. I'm almost finished. In order to be transparent? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Parent to the...
listeners and programmers of KPFT.
Listeners to the KPFT. Listener, T-E-N-E-R-S, and programmers... The CO, okay, in order to be transparent to the KPFD listeners and programmers, the COI recommends that the LSB recommend to the IGM to have KPFD purchase a Zoom account to be used by the KPFD LSB, the LSB committees, and by the PNB KPFD Committee of Inclusion. Okay, did somebody say they wanted me to put down what the Committee of Inclusion meant, or was that... No.
Can you say we demand and need transparency for our listeners?
Okay.
I don't think okay, I'm gonna write it up. I'm gonna write it up real fast.
We demand. No, wait a minute. Don't throw away my work. We demand.
Well, I mean, it's already seven,
yeah.
And I just want to get it done. Tell me the first sentence again, and I'll type it up. We, the COI, recommend
no, you
to the LSB. Huh?
Okay. The first part that I wrote is, in order to be transparent to the KPFD listeners and programmers, the COI, KPFD, the COI at KPFD, KPFT, recommends, and all that recommending. But you want to change it? You want we demand?
Yeah, hold on. I'm almost done.
I think in order to be transparent, I think that's okay. It's not, you don't have to come back with the gangbusters. I think you can say, in order to be transparent. I think that's good. In order to be transparent to the KPFD listeners and programmers, the COI at KPFD recommends that the LSB recommend to the IGM to have KPFD purchase a Zoom account to be used by the KPFD LSB, the LSB committees, and by the PNB KPFD Committee of Inclusion. Okay, this would be about $15 a month. Do you want me to add that at the bottom? The cost?
Yeah.
It would be $15. You know what might be... Can I say something?
Yes. Yes, what I'm thinking is that
it seems like it would be worth it for KPFT to have a Zoom account for committees and the LSB.
Yeah. Okay, here, can I read to you all what I have? Hello?
I mean, yeah.
Yes. Okay. We, the COI, recommend to the LSB to recommend to the GM to purchase/secure Zoom. We, the COI, need and demand transparency to the listeners and programmers of KPFT. We also request generous members of the LSB to purchase a service for KPFT. It is $15 a month.
The purchase is by KPFT, though, not by... Any individual. It should be by the station. So,
well,
it should. I mean, because
probably doesn't have motion, does it?
That's a good one. I like the way motion.
Do we need to set time, y'all? Because it's 7:05.
Okay. Would you you want to send what you gave, what you just typed, because you changed mine. So I want to see what you typed. We haven't.
Let me say it again so that we can approve it, and then I'll send it to everyone.
Okay.
Or at least we can. I don't know if this is appropriate, but maybe we can like approve this as kind of a base, and then work on it tonight.
No, let's work on it now. It's not that difficult. Just tell
us.
Okay,
I think we need a motion to extend time, like 30 minutes.
Yes.
30?
I don't know, 15. 15, that sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll take us to 7:15, technically, because our adjournment time is 7, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me read this again. We, the COI, recommend to the LSB to recommend to the GM to purchase/secure Zoom. We, the COI, need and demand transparency to the listeners and programmers of KPFT. We also request generous numbers of the LSB to purchase the service for KPFT, or I should say on behalf of KPFT.
It's
$15 a month.
What'd
you say?
I was going to ask. Because, I mean, I feel like KPFT could pay for that. $15 is nothing. I don't know.
I think so.
I'm sorry. I didn't get you, Mo. What'd you say again?
I feel like we could probably just leave it for the station to pay for it, because $15 is easy for the station. You know what I mean? That's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket.
I mean, we are like very, very bare bones. So it would, believe it or not, it would actually be better for someone else to pay for it.
Oh, damn. Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Okay. Read back that what's missing is it's going to be used by KPFD LSB and the LSB committees and by the Committee of Inclusion. You know, those three different groups are going to be used. Well, it's not three. It's more than that. But anyway.
I got you.
So, you know, the Committee of Inclusion is not a KPFT. It is a KPFT committee, but it's actually a PMB KPFT committee. It's not a board LSB committee. Right. Right.
Okay, and then the part, the bottom part about a wealthy person, I think that just irritates me a little bit. I mean, I understand.
I didn't say wealthy person. I said what Mo said. I said request generous numbers. What do you not like about it?
Dedicated to the mission.
How do we, requesting a board member to volunteer to pay per month or each month or like Susie
Well, I don't. I just don't think that. I think that's overcomplicated, and also I think. I mean.
No, I mean to donate to the.
Someone can pay for it. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can see in a broader, vaguer way. You know that the committee of inclusion be it understood that this will be another hardship for the station, so that we need to, donate money.
Okay.
Understanding that this will be a 15. We don't know if it's 15 or not. It might be more, right?
No, it's not more.
Really?
Oh,
you know, Dwayne
that's
Lark
what
said
it costs.
Yeah. Yeah, Dwayne Lark said it was $20 a month.
That's still not bad, 20.
Well, I don't know why
it's
things
not
are
20.
Changing.
Okay, how about this?
$14.67.
Oh, wow.
Like
okay.
That.
How about this, though? We, the COI, recommend to the LSV to recommend to the GM to purchase/secure Zoom for the KPFT LSV, its committees, and the PND KPFT COI. We, the COI, need and demand transparency to the listeners and programmers of KPFT. We understand that it may be a hardship for KPFT to pay, and request generous members of the LSV to purchase the service on behalf of KPFT. It is $15 a month.
No. Yeah, no. I think just to donate to the station. The station has to be the owner of this account, not this.
Right. That's why it says on behalf of KPFT. Okay. So should I elaborate? Hold on. Let me see how to say that. To purchase the service.
The only thing that changed was is like the to
recommend for KPFT instead
no,
of on behalf.
This is Nancy. I want to make. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Mo's trying to speak.
Yeah, I was gonna say on the first report where we mentioned recommend, there's two recommends. So why not change the second recommend to request? It sounds kind of repetitive.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think it does sound repetitive, but I mean, it's not supposed to sound great. Like, that's technically the term. So I think it's fine. Right?
Isn't that
Bob's?
Recommend is stronger than request, I think.
Yeah, but that's the, not Bob. What Robert, it is Bob. Robert's rules of order.
Yes, PK.
What is your email, catbatsugarwhat?
@gmail.com.
Why is this? Oh, it's blue on the bottom. It's red.
Okay.
Do you
I
know
have an
how
idea.
To? Do
you, I'm sorry. What was that?
Go ahead, PK.
I was asking V. V, do you know how to do a survey on Google?
No, I've never done it before.
Okay. All right.
We already have the questions that we're going to ask. You know, they're all finished.
Yeah, you're having to give it to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll please make sure that things get sent to PK, Nancy.
What'd you say?
Can you please make sure that everything that needs to be on the survey gets sent to PK?
Yeah, everybody.
Are you able to do that?
Yeah, I just have to do it in July or June. I got to look still. And then the other thing is at the end of the part about, you know, generous person and all that, what, can't we just make it a little vague assertion that this will be approximately a $15 a month burden for a cost to KPFT. So we urge the LSB to consider that in their gift giving. You know, something vague like that instead of saying who's going to do it. Because I don't think that's good. You know, oh, okay, so.
I mean, is everyone else okay with the way it is?
Well, what it is, go ahead, write it. I forgot what it said.
I'll say it again. And if anyone, and so I'm going to say this as a motion. I move to make this a motion that we send to the KPFT LSB. And if anyone has any objections, let me know. We, the COI, recommend to the LSB to recommend to the GM to purchase/secure Zoom for the KPFT LSB, its committees, and the PNB KPFT COI. We, the COI, need and demand transparency to the listeners and programmers of KPFT. We understand that it may be a hardship for KPFT to pay and request generous members of the LSB to purchase the service for KPFT. It's $15 a month.
Okay, just get rid of the generous. We don't need generous.
No, I think it's good. Because I actually agree with Mo. I think people are going to be like, oh, generous. I think it's a good idea.
Okay, just read that last sentence again. We request that.
We understand that it may be a hardship for KPFT to pay and request generous members of the LSB to purchase the service for KPFT.
I think they should just donate to KPFT to help lighten this burden. What I don't want is that LSB member says, okay, I'm going to give money for this to KPFT. And then it's like stealing a $15 promotion for themselves. I don't want to hear Teresa. Never mind. I don't want this used. I almost said something bad. I don't want this used for, you know, a Miss America contest or a Mr. America.
I mean, honestly, like, whatever. Then I can say wealthy instead.
Don't say wealthy.
Okay, then let's just leave it as it is.
No, let me hear that last sentence again. So it's not
okay, I'm going to read it one more time, and this is for the vote. After I read it, we're going to vote on it. We, the COI, recommend to the LSB to recommend to the GM to purchase/secure Zoom for the KPFT LSB, its committees, and the PNB KPFT COI. We, the COI, need and demand transparency to the listeners and programmers of KPFT. We understand that it may be a hardship for KPFT to pay and request generous members of the LSB to purchase the service for KPFT. It is $15 a month.
Okay, I want to change that last part of the sentence.
I'm going to say, and thus are requesting.
Huh? I wish I
and thus are requesting generous members of the LSB to purchase the service for KPFT. So can you take a roll call vote, please, Secretary?
No, I don't. Wait a minute. I don't like this part. We, not request, but we just let them know that we want them to know that it's going to be a hardship for $15 a month. How much is that? That's $150.
I think it's good to say that we request because it's just a request. It's not a demand. And, you know, I think it's fine.
Okay, $15 times 10.
Does anyone else have an objection to us using the word request?
Yeah, I do. No.
No, but anyone else? Does Susie or Mo object?
I like the way Mo said.
I'm sorry, Susie, what did you say?
I like the way the word that Mo said to use so that we don't repeat the same word back to back.
You mean request instead of recommend to recommend to request?
Yes.
I get what you're saying, but I think the reason we should use recommend. Also, y'all, we need to extend time.
Oh. Another 15 more minutes.
A motion to...
Is there an objection to extending for 10 more minutes?
Second.
That'll leave us at 7:25.
Okay.
Okay, no objections, and we'll go till 7:25.
Okay.
Mo, what were you saying?
No, I didn't hear him. I forgot already.
Okay. I was just saying, I think the reason we should use recommend, I know it sounds silly using it twice, but those are like the Robert's Rules words, is that we recommend to the LSB, and then the LSB is recommending to the GM.
Yeah, it's like
maybe we can
legal.
Say, maybe we can say, and they in turn can recommend to do that?
No.
I think it's proper the way it is. I mean,
okay,
the substance of the... It doesn't sound like anyone has a problem with, like, the substance of the motion.
I just had a problem with that last part about, you know, everybody's generous. Even if they give only $5 or $1, they're still generous. So
yeah, that's fine.
It's not necessary to say generous. Anybody who gives is generous. So just say that we want the COIA, you know, wants everybody to understand it's going to be an extra burden on KPFT. So KPFT will be needing more funding for this. It'll come to a what is it, 12 times 15? How much is that? Anyway, 180? How much is that? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Someone tell me. I'm going to put it in here.
I got to go to the calculator.
I mean, what's 30 times 6? 180, that's right.
Yeah, that's right, 180. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I think we should keep generous. Susie, Mo, what do y'all think? Keep generous or no?
See, I cannot see it.
Hold on, Susie?
I think that's okay.
Okay, Mo?
I want to see it before I vote on it. I want to be able to see it. You're seeing it. I cannot see the words.
I'll send it. I'll just text it to you right now.
Are you going to text? Okay.
I'm going to text it to the group we're all in.
Okay. Text.
Okay.
What'd you
so I just sent it. I'm going to read it one more time, and then Secretary, can you... Well, I'll just ask for objections.
Yes, yes.
We, the COI, recommend to the LSC to recommend to the GM to purchase secure Zoom for the KPFT LSC, its committees, and the PNB KPFT COI. We, the COI, need and demand transparency to the listeners and programmers of KPFT. We understand that it may be a hardship for KPFT to pay, and thus are requesting generous members of the LSC to purchase the full service for KPFT for the year, $180. It is $115 per month. Is there any objections?
Yes. IGN.
Okay, then we will... Can you call the roll, please, Secretary?
Anisha, do you hear
me? Yes.
Okay, put IGM instead of GM. He's not a GM.
Gotcha. Agreed. Gotcha.
For the KPFD LSB, for its committees, and for the PNB KPFD COI. What do you think, Mo? Is that too many fours?
No, we don't need the extra fours, because that's grammatically incorrect.
Okay, why do you say it's committee? Why can't you
stop?
The LSB committee.
For KPFC LSB, LSB committees, and the PMB KPFC COI, I think you should do that instead of it. It just sticks out funny. I mean, it should be, instead of it, put LSB committees.
That's fine. I'll say KPFT committee.
Okay, put a period. Then capitalize we, you know, start on the
gotcha.
Next paragraph. We, and then capital COI, that's C period.
Yep, got that.
Okay. Need to demand transparency to the listeners and programmers of...
Got it, capitalize.
KPFT. We understand that it may be a hardship. No, we understand that it is a hardship for KPFT
gotcha.
Pay. Okay, not maybe, it is. And thus, we are requesting generous members to think about that, general members of the LSB, to donate for this service. Isn't that, which would cost KPFT about $180 a year or $15 a month.
Okay. All right. So can I read it one back one more time?
Okay.
Last time, I swear to God, y'all. We, the COI, recommend to the LSB to recommend to the IGM to purchase / secure Zoom for the KPFT LSB, KPFT committees, and the PNB KPFT COI. We, the COI, need and demand transparency to the listeners and programmers of KPFT. We understand that it is a hardship for KPFT to pay, and thus are requesting generous members of the LSB to donate / purchase the full service for KPFT for the year, $180. It is $15 per month.
And no, not purchase. We don't want them to purchase the service. We want them to
donate / purchase. To donate, okay, I'll just say donate. I'll just say donate then, to donate the full service.
Purchase sounds like ownership, like they would have ownership.
I got you.
I don't want them having ownership. Thank you, Mo.
Good point, Nancy.
Okay, and I'm also adding something else. I said we, the COI, need and demand transparency of our meetings to the listeners and programmers of KPFT.